it's fair to say that I don't know a lot of things, and one of the things that I know the least about is money.
Yeah, you're terrible with that.
I am so bad at how do you make it? What do you do with it? Luckily, we have set up a service which allows you to help us get the resources we need to run the show without having to know about things like advertising and ROI and quarterly reports.
Oh, I just fell asleep listening to you.
I don't even know what money is. Hey, but like, listen, you get stuff out of it too, like bonus episodes, early episodes, and monthly patron hangouts. So if you want a little something and you want to help us be idiots professionally for a little bit longer, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Do it.
It's gonna be amazing.
It won't do it.
Yeah, it's coming out in like 3 months. God, this is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Nuclear waste. It's a problem. It's a problem.
I don't know. I haven't heard much about it since the 80s, so I feel like it's not a problem anymore.
Still a problem.
No, I think we probably got rid of it. Like climate change is gone, right?
We done buried it.
I don't
hear
as much about that. Well,
we done buried it under the ice, and guess what's going away? The ice.
Oh. What about the thing? The thing lives under the ice.
It does. It will also be unleashed upon us. Probably affected by the radioactive material.
So it's going to kill the ice, but not the thing?
No, the thing will live on, and it will...
The thing will always live on.
The thing
in my heart.
Is part of all of us, really. And it may look like all of us eventually.
You remember when they remade The Thing?
Which time?
The
good one with John Carpenter was a remake.
Yeah, but the most recent one.
I don't even think I saw that.
It was like 2012.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was garbage.
Why do you remake The Thing?
I don't know. It's so perfect.
We have other things.
This is a digression that we won't get into, but I'm going to make this statement, and I'm sure it's one that you agree with. I wish we put more money into movie restoration and re-release than we do into remakes.
The video game plan, which is,
upscale it, redraw the textures.
Yeah, there you
put
go.
Put it back out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I got to see Alien in the theater a few years ago when they re-released it.
Remaster.
Yeah, and just like, it was one time at midnight.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. It's like, dude, Aliens, the jam.
Yeah.
Like, are you telling me you can't, like, make a nice, clean, like, remaster of Alien and put it out for, like, at least a couple weeks? Why remake shit? Why remake shit? Anyway, go on.
Anyway, nuclear material.
The world is dying. Nuclear waste.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel about nuclear energy, but I kind of feel like we could be doing more if it wasn't for all that pesky waste that's caused. Well, guess what? Somebody has solved our problem. Science, it turns out. Useful.
Kick it into the ocean.
No, kicking into the ocean is real bad. Here's the thing, that in nuclear waste, there is...
There's nothing down there, Jeff.
Well...
It's just ocean.
There will be after we done kick that shit in there.
It's just water.
Yeah.
It just goes on forever, and I don't think it can really do any harm.
So iodine-129, which is the thing in
shrimp in buffets, which is why you should never eat buffet shrimp, because of all the iodine-129, and it'll make you sick.
The half-life...
If you see a $5 all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet in Vegas... Don't do it.
That anymore, dude. Vegas is different now. When we were 18 or 21 or whatever it is, you go to Vegas and you get, pay $2 and you get all the shrimp you can eat. It's not like that anymore. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Vegas is ruined. Anyway.
Because of all the nuclear waste.
Mostly it's the nuclear waste.
That was in the shrimp.
In that Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Iodine-129. Half-life of iodine-129 is 15.7 million years. It disperses rapidly in air and water. Fucks you up.
Yeah.
Bad stuff. We can't kick it in the ocean. It disperses rapidly in water and lasts for 15.7 million years. That's bad. That, if you had to categorize that into a subheading, you'd put it under bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess what?
I'll agree.
A fellow by the name of Ashutosh Goel. He's a Rutgers researcher in the Department of Material Science and Engineering. He has figured out a way to trap nuclear materials, immobilize specifically the iodine-129 in glass.
The Phantom Zone!
Well, that would be cool. In glass and ceramics.
Oh, like in pottery.
Yes. This is Dale Chihuly's wet dream, is what
this
is. Radioactive glass and pottery.
My stars. And then what they do is they trap the iodine into pottery, and then they put the pottery into these places, and you go and you can like have a glass of wine and paint the pottery.
Yeah.
And then they'll fire it in a kiln for you.
Yeah.
However, if you ever drop that vase, everyone within a half mile radius dies.
It's called color me nuclear.
Yeah.
Color me iodine.
Did you know if you go to one of those places and you try to paint something red, you immediately make it so you can't ever, like if you're painting a coffee mug red,
yeah,
you can't drink out of that mug because the red paint is poison.
Why do they let you have red paint?
I don't know.
I guess
why
if
don't
they didn't
just,
have red, everybody
why
like,
don't they create
the red?
Better red?
They need to create better red. That's true.
If we can trap nuclear waste inside of one of these vases or piggy banks, why can't we paint it red and then drink the nuclear waste out of it afterwards? I'm getting lost.
I think
I've lost my way.
By the way,
but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and I think the priority list is first trap the death stuff.
Yeah.
And then make it pretty red color. I think the guy's like, the Ashutosh is like, seriously, guys? You can, purple is fine. Blue.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
even an orange
is
okay.
I want to signal, like the ultimate signal that this particular vase is full of danger.
Well, yellow and black are the danger colors.
That's more like a bumblebee, though. Because I've got this cute little bumblebee piggy bank that I also glazed.
Okay. Well, how about you paint in white, paint the word danger on the front. Do not drink. Then you're good in white.
You don't know how that's going to turn out after you fire it. They tell you not to like write things. Because you don't know. Like, you think it went on clean, but it could be illegible.
I literally trapped nuclear waste into this mug.
Right, and now we got to figure out how to let people know that it's in the mug.
Well, you just write on it in literally any color but red. Any color but red. I understand.
So are you just going to throw away years of research that says that we are hardwired to know that red is dangerous?
I'm just saying, in this particular instance, maybe we could be a little flexible because I did solve the
biggest problem. Maybe you could be a little
problem.
Flexible. Ashutosh?
I'm going to get working on the whole make poisonous
and
red
problem. Don't trap any more nuclear waste until you figure it out.
Right. I'll work on the red.
So what do they do? They trap it in blocks? What do they, and then what do they do with it?
Well, in glasses and ceramics, and then I guess you tastefully decorate your apartment.
No, because they're not making vases out of this. They're trapping it for a reason. And then once they trap it, where do they put it? What do they do with it?
I mean, I guess you house it in some, but it's completely first of all, it's room temperature, which is crazy to think. You could literally hold it in your hand, and it's completely immobilized in there. It can't. It's not going to get on you. It is kind of like the negative zone.
Yeah.
It's like when you put Zod and his two buddies in that plane of glass, and you sent them into space. Maybe we just shoot glass into space.
Oy.
Nuclear glass into space. Nothing can go wrong.
Nothing could possibly go wrong. There's so much space out there, you know?
Shoot nuclear glass into space.
Just do it. Throw it into the sun like Superman 4.
There you go.
When they capture this stuff, what happens if it breaks? Does it matter? Like, is this on a molecular level?
Yeah,
like,
smaller shards of nuclear glass is what you get.
Okay, and it's
you
all...
You don't want to get stabbed with nuclear glass, though, I will say that.
No.
That's a bad day.
That is the only way to kill most superheroes.
That's right. Nuclear glass is truly
a blade made of nuclear obsidian.
Oh my god.
Is the only way to kill this particular
superhero.
We
really need to rework our screenplay to add in this, cuz this is fact.
This is science fact. It's based on science.
We could just put this right. We could just shoehorn this
in. The Adventures of Factual Science is what we call our movie.
Act 2, we forge.
And it's about a man whose telomeres never break down. And so he's immortal.
Immortal.
And the only thing that can kill him is being stabbed by a nuclear obsidian blade.
Everything in our screenplay, factually scientific.
100 agreed upon.
It may sound like fantasy.
Entirely.
That's right.
By everyone. So this is cool. So they trap it. It becomes like the molecular structures become fused in some way or something. And then it breaks, it shatters. It doesn't matter. It's there and it's safe. You could make a window out of it.
You could make a window out of it. I don't think it's translucent anymore.
Right.
Because the
you could make a wall out of it.
You could make a wall. You could make, whatever you can make out of glass. Like a pony?
You could make a pony out of it.
Yeah, you know, a little glass pony.
Yeah.
You know, like in the Glass Menagerie.
You could make an Apple Watch out
you
of
could
it.
Do,
you could make a ceramic Apple Watch edition.
Yeah, there you go. Nuclear Apple Watch. That's got to happen.
That's got to happen.
You could stage several great productions of the Glass Menagerie. I'm just saying.
So many. You know, funny thing about the Glass Menagerie. not a lot of actual glass in the play.
Well, talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I went there because I was like, I am so psyched to hear about this guy's glass animal collection.
You're into blowing glass.
I'm so into blowing glass, and I'm into glass animals. I collect glass animal figurines and Yadros.
And it's not your fault that you never heard of Tennessee Williams. You just saw the title and were drawn to it.
Yeah.
That's not on you.
Tennessee Williams sounds like a guy who would blow glass.
It does. Yes, it does.
Anyway,
I'm not going there.
It's really depressing.
Guess what? We're starting this. This is happening. 2022 or 2023 is when we start in earnest.
So this is proven. This is safe. It's got a stamp from all the places that it needs a stamp from, and it's time to start trapping nuclear waste in
this
glass.
Guy was funded by Department of Energy, Office of River Protection, Natural Science Foundation.
Well, the Department of Energy traps children in alternate dimensions.
Well, that's true.
So...
But that's just a side project. That's not their main.
That's not their
function.
Main thing. Their main thing is like literally like figuring out how to power the United States.
Guess who who's also funded by National Science Foundation? Corning.
Of course.
Corning is like, we want in on this nuclear glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to be the number one supplier. Ooh, Corning's way up in there, huh?
Yeah.
It was either going to be Corning or DuPont, right?
Yeah.
Like one of the two. Because let me tell you, Corning and DuPont are both those kinds of companies that come off like, oh, yeah, Corning, they make Corningware. It's like, no, motherfucker. They make all kinds of crazy materials for all kinds of nefarious schemes.
Oh, yeah.
They are a huge-ass conglomerate.
They'll make you a baking dish, but they also make you drones that murder people with nuclear glass.
Dude, my dad works in government contracting, right? And none of this stuff is secret. But it's like, these people who provide most of the materials, like, it is DuPont. It is Corning. It is, like, all of these
companies.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're the materials people.
They're the materials people.
And guess what you need to murder people? Materials.
Yeah. If you need to launch a death machine off of the deck of another floating death machine...
You need materials.
You need materials, and you go to DuPont.
That's right.
And you go to Corning.
You do. You do.
That's where you go. So how much nuclear waste can you trap? How space efficient is this? Like, how much waste can you trap in, like, a small block of glass or...
Well... So they've processed 110,000 tons of fuel from reactors.
Wow.
Some 56 million gallons of radioactive waste, enough to fill more than 1 million bathtubs. And those went to 177 large underground tanks. As many as 67 tanks thought to have leaked, says the Department of Energy.
Yeah.
And the liquids have been pumped out of 67 tanks, leaving mostly dried solids.
Okay.
So, well, that's just history of how this has worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like... So they took all this stuff, they took all these millions of tons, and then they turned it into how much, I mean, you can't change the mass of things. You can't. So like it needs to be a pretty huge amount, right?
That's a lot of glass.
And then what do they do with the glass?
I guess, I don't know, man. They make it into stuff. I think they just leave it in giant chunks and leave that probably underground.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I don't think they're probably going to, although if it's Corning that is involved, maybe they will repurpose it for something. But one assumes that.
The second you like melt it down or whatever, the properties change.
Right. And glass is a liquid, right? So at a certain point, because it's constantly moving still, right? All glass is moving because it's just a really slow liquid. Like if you go to, you know, if you go to Europe and you see old stained glass windows that have been around for centuries, they're thicker at the bottom than at the top, right?
Yeah.
Because they're liquid.
Stuff is moving. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a wild idea, but it's cool that this theoretically creates safe material from unsafe material.
It's crazy how we're at the point in human history where we can just casually mention that 67 of those tanks were leaking.
I know, right?
Right? Like,
we're not all shitting our pants.
We're just like, oh, yeah, 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 60. Oh, only 67 of the 110 tanks. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. hey, are we putting any thought into those literal barrels of nuclear waste that we just kicked into the ocean?
Yeah.
Into lead barrels?
Oy.
Into the corrosive fucking seawater? Are we thinking about those? Oh, no, we're not? Cool, 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 cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, what about those ones that we put into all those caverns in New Mexico? No? Okay,
nothing?
Cool, cool, right. Cool, cool, cool. Great, great.
So,
I guess this is a very forward-thinking plan, which is great.
Yeah.
But man, it's crazy to think that we don't really worry anymore about the fact that we put so much of this shit since the 60s into the environment that we can never, like, we cannot clean it up. We cannot fix it.
Right.
It is done.
The other thing they don't really talk about in this article is how much it costs. They say it's a very complex process to infuse the glass.
Complex is science for expensive.
Yes, it is. Yes, it damn well is.
So I mean, complex is the way science says, oh, it's a lot. Oh, it's going to cost a lot.
I mean, luckily, this is something that the government would do, and that's what government does. It does expensive shit that nobody wants to pay for. Yeah. But
we pay for it.
But we pay for it.
And if it's really, really expensive, it's going to be hard to institute.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to institute across the board, even if there are government subsidies, because the money for the government subsidies has to come from somewhere, and somebody's going to oppose that.
So what we are proposing here on We Have Concerns is just start selling us glass nuclear weapons, selling us just replicas, for the hobby market. Nothing, you know, military grade. Mm-hmm. Just some fun, you know, themed around, I don't know, maybe a potentially hit screenplay that could be turned into a series of films. What you do is first you pump the money into marketing the film that popularizes nuclear glass weaponry, and then you recoup all your costs by selling nuclear glass to the end user. They're not going to use it for anything bad. They'll just mount it on the wall. They use it for cosplay. Yeah. They'll take it to Comic-Con.
Maybe it's this. Maybe it's the stories of Tom Telemere, the immortal man. Maybe it is.
I'm just saying that there is an existing screenplay that's ready to go.
Yeah.
You don't have to invest any money into making that. All you got to do is invest just a few million dollars into buying it.
Yeah.
And then you make that film. You put a lot of money into the making
that
film.
We're not those people who, you know, we treat every creative thing we come up with as our precious child, right?
No,
like, we've
no.
written the screenplay. We don't need to be super attached. I mean, if you want us to come in and read for the parts, like, we will.
We will. I mean,
like, we will.
We wrote Tom Telemere's as a person who, I don't know, let's just say does a podcast in his spare time. Like, that's his secret identity.
Yeah.
And maybe you would want somebody that has experience in that in real life to bring some knowledge to the part.
Maybe. And depending on whether you want to cast somebody who's like middle-aged, like mid-50s or whatever, or whether you want to like take a newer, fresher, more millennial take on it, like there are probably like a couple of us that are in this room that could like read for it.
You have options.
Probably. But we're not like, we don't need that.
But the good
we
news
don't
is,
need it.
Good news is, Tom Telemere's does have a sidekick.
Yep.
And that, I'm just saying there are options galore.
Yeah.
And the money that you invest is going to turn to you in spades. This is the way that this is going to be financially feasible.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just looking out for you.
Yeah.
We don't need anything for us. We're just trying to create something that saves the planet.
We're simple men. We just have needs of like 1 to 1.5 mil, which
and maybe
is like
a few on the back end, a few points on the back end.
Sure. It's a lot for a spec script, but listen. It's going to be worth it because we're talking franchise.
We are.
We're talking franchise.
We're talking Halloween costumes. We're talking action figures. We're talking long tail here is what we're talking.
We're talking cookware.
Yeah. Are you hearing what we're saying?
This is a four quadrant fucking film right here. You're getting everybody.
It works. And it's kind of a no-brainer.
Anyway, we're really worried about the state of the world.
Yeah.
That's what we're most worried about. How about you guys? Does this sound like a good plan to you? I mean, it definitely sounds like a future as hell plan.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions about how, I mean, I know it's safer than putting literal glowing waste into a fucking tank.
Well, they're finally going to have to update that Simpsons intro.
Yeah. Or not. Or not. Because I wonder how widespread this could be. I wonder how practical it could be. Yeah. Well, what do you guys think about this? Let us know. And also let us know if you're into like maybe a really well thought out sci-fi adventure film.
Yeah, maybe we should pre-sell some tickets.
Facts.
We could pre-sell some tickets.
I don't know. Maybe you're into it. You can hashtag those Tom Telemere.
Yep.
I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, this one in particular, a joy. Just a real humdinger of an episode, as far as I'm concerned. And I appreciate you asking.
Because if you're enjoying the show, you can head to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get the show from and give us a 5-star rating or that platform's equivalent.
The five stars is really the most important part. You just click on the five stars. That way, when people are looking for it, they're going, hey, look, five stars.
Yep. And it also helps us get up in the algorithm of those platforms. It helps us get noticed by other groups and the editors that run those platforms and decide placement. And it helps bring new concerned citizens into the fold. They're going to ask you to write a review.
I don't know why they ask that. People never read those.
Those are dumb. Instead, what you should do is write a scene that you think is going to be in the Tom Telemere movie and know that after you write it, it does become our property.
That's
legally binding.
That's just the
but it
words.
Is a contest, and we do want to hear the best ones, mm-hmm. and you will win some, and you will, we will also own it.
Mostly we own it.